Everybody else is trying to figure out what Mike found out 5 years ago. That the model that everybody's based on, the ad model, is failed. Simply because with these leftist lunatics, and Mike broke it down beautifully this morning, and if you're a subscriber, you should listen to it, how these NGO groups are fed information from Democrats and they pressure ads, companies to pull their ads. And so now everybody's like, oh, well, we have a website too, and you can donate to me. Just you, no. First of all, it's too late for y'all. Okay. If you're just figuring out now that the YouTube, Facebook, Twitter method of gaining, well, let's just say instant celebrity is not a long-term viably sound method, you're already behind the eight ball. And two, once again, I'm not hating on Tim Pool, but Timmy, you don't listen to my show. None of the people that listen to your show listen to my show. So I can say this, and I would say it to your face. You're full of it. You're full of it, bro. For a while, when he's on, and believe me, he makes a ton of money per show. For a while, he was like, if they ever suspend me or ban me, I'm just going to go to the river, dude. I'm going to build my van and drive to the river and just hang out. Yeah, he gets banned from Facebook, and then he builds a site asking for people to give him $1,000 a month. Dude, you're full of it. You're full of it. And that's fine. Just admit it. Just admit you're full of it, dude. You like money, like everybody else. He's building all kinds of crap. He's got brand new houses. Yeah. And once again, he works real hard. He puts out he's a very good journalist. I follow him. I get some good stuff from him. He's a little ninny for me a lot of the time. But just don't, the thing I, and it's, and if you ever, if you've been listening to the show for three plus years, I don't know how you did it, but congratulations. I used to say it always got me. When celebrities, or like when I go to a concert, when I used to, I don't go to concerts anymore. And the guy like Bruce Springsteen, I'd pay $150 or whatever it was to go to his show. And then he tells me I got to donate money to other causes. No, Bruce, you can take the $150 ticket I just paid you and donate to some causes. I can't donate to a food bank because I had to pay for your stupid concert. Don't give me the fake, oh, I'm so humble. If I get banned, I'm just going to leave. No, dude. This is your job. This is what you do for a living. Just be honest with people, man. Amarampo 77, A.A. Mapro. Thank you, sir, for your donation. I'm sorry, I completely took your name and turned into a sous chef with it. $20 donation, my man. Thank you so much. And listen, it may sound like I'm hating on Tim right now, but I listen to him for Oppo Research because he's the cleanest there is. He is the least crazy in his opinions. So that's why I freely admit I listen to him, because it's opposition research. I need to know what they're thinking. But it just absolutely slapped me in the face. Ampero. Yeah, dude, I'm sorry. It's not Joe, Jack, or Jim, so I can't pronounce it. Thank you, sir, though, for your donation. And you're welcome for me butchering your name. You can't put a price on that. You can't put a price on it. So what is this diatribe about? This diatribe is about everybody else coming to the party late, and how much of a bargain how much of a bargain really the crusade is. If Tim Pool is charging $1,000 a month, if he thinks his service is worth $1,000 a month, why do people scoff at Mike when he's like, hey, $16 a month, please? You know what they used to say? I'll just go to YouTube. Guess what? Everybody's jumping off of YouTube, and they're all creating their own damn websites now. They're all creating the exact same thing Mike created. Right? It's so... It's one of my, Oh, dude, I'm never going to say your name right. Just to my man in the chat room. I'm pro. Never. Just never. Just get it right. But this is... And the opening is the way... Things have accelerated since the incident at the Capitol, which we're going to talk about. That narrative, we're going to talk about it today. That narrative is crumbling by the second, which is why they're rushing through all these things. Did you know Officer Sidnick, the Capitol police officer that died, didn't die by a hit in the head with a fire extinguisher? No, he died the next day of a heart attack. How do I know? Two separate sources, ProPublica and the Western Journal, reported on the fact that he texted his brother that night and said he got pepper sprayed a couple times and he was doing okay. And then he died the next day of a blood clot. But no, Stephen Gronkowski, or whatever his name is, at the Free Beacon is saying Trump supporters murdered a cop. No, Trump supporters did not murder the cop. Did not. Trump supporters were riled up by Black Lives Matter activists. We know because the feds just arrested one. By the way, it was the same one that Anderson Cooper interviewed that night. I can get a link for you. It's if you follow my friend whose name I can't pronounce. If you follow us on Gab, or if you follow us on Minds or MeWe or SP3RN, the article is on our feed.